Bratwurst.
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 Bratwurst makes me think of... I'm a big fan of food. Big with a capital B. Okay? And it just makes me laugh that I really enjoy so many foods that have really gross-sounding names. You know, a lot of gross-sounding names might scare off a person. But not me. I like that stuff. Like bratwurst and like spinach. You know? A gross-sounding name, delicious food. Bratwurst.
Bratwurst makes me think of a time I went to Wrigley Field to see a Cubs game a few years ago. I was going with some friends from high school. It was during my college years, though. That was really just kind of background context for the story. It was a night game. As I recall, it was a few years ago, the year before the Cubs actually did well. So that year, they were at a point where they might be able to put it together, and then, of course, they didn't because they're the Chicago Cubs. But we went up to the stand after the game, one of the refreshment stands, saw all this food sitting back there. And, you know, they got all kinds of stuff. They got your brats, they got your hot dogs, you know, virtual smorgasbord of things that cost $10 to eat at a baseball game in America that you can pick up. And was just kind of curious. Wanted to see what I could score. See, you know, asked if I could have some of that stuff because there's so much of it was left over. And you know, I gave them my best smile. I had this this case ready to plead about, you know, wastefulness. And the woman gave me a beatific look and said that all this leftover baseball field food was going to the poor. And I couldn't argue with that. I was kind of stopped cold. And so went home, and were I not a vegetarian, I'd have got my own damn bratwurst.
Bratwurst. Ah, Mark, this is the best damn Eric Ramson is dead picnic that we've ever had.
Yeah, and you know, we've had a few.
Had a few. Unfortunately, the couple attempts we made to actually make the title, you know, be real just fell through.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, everything came together perfectly. And I couldn't be happier to be here in the park grilling up these brats with you, man. Celebrating this occasion.
Yeah, I'm a boy. If I ate brats, I'd be thrilled. As it is, I've got this bread to gnaw on. It's good bread as far as it goes. Yeah, and
but you can appreciate
it in hunks, and I appreciate the spirit of the bratwurst.
The spirit of the bratwurst. You know, Eric, if he were here, which no, he's not anymore. Would definitely appreciate the kind of dark jesting and jibing, you know, that we're doing right now.
I think so. He was into the whole dark humor tip.
As
I remember him.
I mean, it's unfortunate that he had to be the butt of the joke, you know.
Yeah, unfortunate.
But I'm going to eat this brat with him in mind the whole time.
Would you like some schlurbenknittel?
Yes.
Okay, here, I have some of this.
Oh, extra.
Yes, thanks. There you go.
You know, this makes me think. Remember when he used to read that Alzheimer's PSA?
Well, actually, if I was participating with a joke, I would say, no, I don't remember.
Yeah, I see.
No.
Really, really great. And he really was the most charismatic of the group.
No, that's what was said.
I mean, dead or not, you gotta give it to the guy. He was a damn handsome bastard.
He was. I mean, of course, that didn't... That did not come across on radio or anything.
Yeah, it didn't, unfortunately. You know, it makes you think that maybe radio wasn't his format to thrive in.
Well, it's a shame he'll never find his format to thrive in.
Since it's not thriving. Well, you know, he was a really great guy. He really showed me a thing or two.
I liked him.
When it comes to comedy, there was really just none better than that Eric Ramson.
Yeah, it always helped that the loudspeakers kind of obscured my view of him from across the studio when I was sitting at the control board. But
for the best,
other than
I got full body shots. And let me tell you, always a pleasant thing to see.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people will be jealous of the opportunities I got to interact with the man.
Yep. Hey, let's raise a glass of to Eric.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Lawrence, get your hand up, you jerk.
I actually worked out a pulley system that'll raise his up.
That's right.
So, okay, cool. Sans wrist. To Eric.
Oh, Lawrence, you jerk. You're supposed to drink after. Never mind.
Lawrence Welk's just rotting.
Well, he's a great man, you know?
Yeah. Eric, was a good guy. Was a good guy, definitely. So, I don't know. Are we gonna play like volleyball or you know? Or
well, I guess we'll call it one of these things. Don't you think?
Like maybe a sack race, you know, like potato sacks or something.
Well, I thought if we pulled off the leathery epidermis of Lawrence, we can form some kind of potato sack with which to hop.
Ooh!
And if we momentarily borrow his head, which you know I don't think he'll mind or anything.
Yeah,
we can use that as a volleyball.
Or we could. I just pick blades of grass, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I miss Eric, because he'd have a really good joke right now.
Yeah, I know. I think he would. He would, you know, fill the picnic with joy and sound.
Cutting
and
sarcasm.
Yeah.
But with a heart of gold, you know? That was his gift.
And I'm a little thirsty right now. I think Eric could, you know, at least, like, talk to some people about getting us a milkshake.
Yeah.
He would talk to them, if or, nothing else.
Yeah. Man, maybe we shouldn't have killed him.
I don't know. Well...
Maybe the Eric Ramson is dead picnic really should have, in fact, been a... Man, I'm so happy Eric Ramson is alive picnic.
Yeah. I know, we've made a few mistakes along the way.
Oh, well.
But we just move forward, right? We move forward. So, did you stash the body in the basement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Okay,
it's
good. Down there. Yeah,
it's like a post story, man.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody goes down in that basement. We should
get it, man.
Find down there for a long time.
Hey, give me another brat, would you?
I could do that.
To Eric.
To Eric. Dun dun!
Eric. If you wade through our sea of jibs and jibes and jests, you know that we miss you deep down in the bottoms of our heart.
And mainsails and mateys.
Hopefully, next week, if we'll make it. We make it to next week when we get to be reunited with you once again.
Yes, Eric's band Demoted to Hugs was playing up in Chicago at the Fireside Bowl tonight. I hope it went well. I hope they made it out of Chicago without being swallowed by a giant creature who was waiting on the outskirts and just swallowing cars that drove by, because that's rude if you were a giant creature to do that sort of thing. Thank you very much for listening to the first ever full-length two-man What Jail Is Like. I think we've done it.
We've done it.
I think it's been done.
We bent it over.
It's been laid down. It's fairly smooth.
Satisfied, too.
Yes. Yeah, that's a look of satisfaction if I've ever seen one. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
And Matt.
Yes. And the rowdy corpse of Lawrence Welk filling the void in a big way for this show. Because he really had to step up. And we asked that from him. Send us an email at whatjailislike@hotmail.com and tell us how well we did without Eric. And also check out the webpage. There's content on it. There's some really interesting content on it by the good Mr. Kurt Tuohy. Fellow resident of Cell Block D. Very good guy, writing some good stuff for the webpage.
Yeah, I mean, he's got all the time in the world, really.
Yes.
Think about it.
When you're in jail. That's go.to/jail. If it don't work out, just give us an email, whatjailislike@hotmail.com. We'll set you up good somehow. We'll be back next week in full force. Thank you very much. Good night.